May I have your attention, please? Out of respect for the proceedings and in consideration of others in the audience, please turn off or silence any sound emitting device. If you wish to speak on an item or register your opinion for an item on today's agenda, speaker slips are available in the rear of the chambers and must be turned in prior to the item you call on the agenda to the commission secretary. Complete the green slip if you are in support of an item. Complete the pink slip if you are in opposition of an item. Complete the white slip if you are neutral on an item. If you have questions about today's hearing process or need assistance with speaker slips, staff is available to assist you. These hearings are recorded, so when your name is called, please approach the lectern and give your full name. Each speaker will have 3 minutes unless otherwise approved by the chair. Information on how to appeal any decision can be found on the last page of today's agenda, and we will begin shortly.
Good morning. Welcome to the County of San Diego Planning Commission hearing, September 20, 2024. Let's see, first item. We were going to be bringing on and swearing in a new commissioner. And since that's an agenda item, I believe we need to have a motion to continue that.
Certainly, Mr. Chairman, I understand she's not available.
Is it a woman or a man? I don't even know.
Anyway, since she's not available to attend today's hearing, I make a motion that we continue this to the November hearing. October hearing.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. And any comments? If not,
commissioners, please answer for the record when your name is called. Commissioner Ashman?
Yes.
Commissioner Hitzke?
Yes.
Commissioner Pallinger?
Yes.
And Commissioner Edwards?
Yes.
Please note for the record that 4 commissioners are present, 2 are absent, and it is passed.
And that next hearing is October 18th. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Commissioners, please answer for the record when your name is called. Commissioner Ashman?
Here.
Commissioner Barnhart? Commissioner Calvo? Commissioner Edwards?
Here.
Commissioner Hitzke?
Here.
Commissioner Pallinger?
Here.
Please note for the record that 4 commissioners are present and 2 are absent.
We'll move to public communication. Public communication provides an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the commission on any subject matter within the commission's jurisdiction, but not on any items on today's agenda. No specific action will be taken on any comments or queries that come from public communication. However, this could result in a referral to staff. Madam Secretary, are there any members of the public wishing to discuss a topic not listed on today's agenda?
Angelica, do we have anyone on hold for item E?
Yes, there are 2 callers on item D. Caller with the phone number ending in 7613, please press *6 to unmute your line and then state your name for the record before beginning your comments.
Good morning, Planning Commissioners. My name is Becky Rapp. I'm a parent and a member of my planning group, and I come today as I'm concerned regarding an assembly bill on the governor's desk that would jeopardize long-standing sound policies protecting land use regulations. AB 1775 aims to prioritize profits over health, jeopardizing California's smoke-free workplace protections by allowing for permitting of marijuana cafes. The American Cancer Society is urging Governor Newsom to veto the bill, and I'd like to suggest that this board do the same. San Diego is the second largest county in the state and therefore can provide great insight when new legislation is being considered in Sacramento. ACS states the legislation violates provisions of state law that prohibits smoking marijuana anywhere the use of tobacco products are banned, including smoke-free restaurant laws. If ACS continues, smoke-free laws are popular because they work, and we must not forget to minimize the pivotal role they've played in slashing smoking rates and bringing overall tobacco use to historically low levels. I ask this board to consider joining the American Cancer Society and urge the governor to veto AB 1775, protecting the progress we've made in creating safe, smoke-free environments. It is not wise to make exceptions to long-standing laws in efforts to accommodate a for-profit industry. The American Cancer Association reminds us that smoke is smoke, and California boldly forced the path to protect everyone from the dangers of secondhand smoke when it became the first state to prohibit smoking in almost every indoor public space. Thank you.
Thank you. Will the caller with the phone number ending in 7734 please unmute using star 6 and then state your name for the record before beginning your comments.
Good morning, Commissioners. My name is Madison Rapp. Today, I want to address a critical public health issue that affects our community, which is vaping, particularly among our youth. Recent medical research has raised serious alarms about the health risks associated with e-cigarettes. Studies have shown that vaping not only increases risk of cancer by altering DNA, but it can also harm vital organs and the brain, as e-cigarette aerosols can contain toxic metals like lead and uranium. Furthermore, research has revealed that vaping damages young people's lungs as severely as traditional smoking. In a recent study comparing vapers and smokers during a strenuous exercise test, both groups demonstrated significantly lower fitness levels and greater breathlessness than non-users. This should concern us all. Dr. Philippa Philippidis, chair of the ERS's Tobacco Control Committee, emphasizes that vapes are often marketed to young people through appealing flavors and low prices. This strategy is drawing more and more young individuals into a habit without them understanding the long-term health consequences. It is imperative that we as a community recognize this trend and take action. Doctors and policymakers need to be aware of the serious risks of vaping, and it is our responsibility to support our children in avoiding or quitting these harmful products. The government is already making strides through its tobacco and vape bill, aiming to curb the irresponsible marketing of these products to our youth and progressively outlaw smoking altogether. As we consider our planning initiative, let's prioritize the health of our community by promoting educational programs and regulations that protect our young people from the dangers of vaping. Together, we can create an environment that safeguards their future. Thank you.
That concludes the public testimony. Announcement of handout materials. Documents to be considered as evidence shall be filed with the Secretary of the Planning Commission not later than 4 p.m. on Wednesday, September 18th. Planning Commission may, however, receive into evidence for good cause shown or impose reasonable conditions on late filed documents. Please note that this does not apply to materials presented at the meeting as part of a visual presentation. The staff presentation for today's items was posted online for the public to view on Tuesday, September 17th, more than 24 hours in advance of the hearing. And the public was able to provide comments by submitting e-comments prior to the hearing. Madam Secretary, are there any handouts or e-comments related to today's agenda items?
Chair Ashman, no correspondences have been received. All items were submitted to the Commission through email or hard copy. They have been made available to the public on the Planning Commission website. and also at the rear of the chambers.
Request for continuance. Director, are there any requests for continuances from staff?
Chair Ashman, no requests from staff.
We'll move to the formation of the consent calendar. We will now form the consent calendar. These are items to which no opposition has been expressed or received. Madam Secretary, are there any items for consent?
Chair Ashman, we do have four items available for consent. We do have two in-person speakers for item number one that are also in favor of that item.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion to take all four items on consent. However, out of respect for the individuals from Fallbrook that came down, I'd like to hear their testimony. But I don't need the staff report. I have read the staff report and really impressed by the work instigated by Supervisor Desmond and the work that the community's done. So.
Me too. I think it's about time and a job well done. But I'd like to hear the speaker also, Mr. Chairman.
And also, we do have two callers on hold for item number one as well.
I can appreciate my colleague's view on the subject matter. And that being said, if the folks from Fallbrook, if you would like to speak, please approach the lectern, give your name.
Good morning. Everybody hear me okay?
Commissioners and staff, thank you so much for allowing us to be present this morning for this important decision to Fallbrook. My name is Stephanie Baxter. I have the pleasure of serving as vice chair on the Fallbrook Community Planning Group. The Community Planning Group and community members have been extensively involved in drafting this plan. We've given input and have had much correspondence. We're thankful for the countless hours that Tim, Dara, and Mike have spent working with us on this important project. The Community Planning Group voted at their August 2024 meeting to approve this project. Fallbrook, if you've ever visited, is a unique and beautiful community, and we are glad to call it home. We're hopeful that you will vote to approve this project today, and please come visit us to see the fruits your action. Thank you very much.
Good morning. My name is Janine Domerk, and I'm also on the Fallbrook Planning Group, and I'm also representing the Fallbrook Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber of Commerce and the FPG have worked very hard with county staff Tim, Dara, and Mike, which they have been so patient and helpful for us. And we fully support the plan, and we're hoping for a vote to approve. This is a plan for Fallbrook, and we, as a community, are excited to finally have this come to. Thank you.
We have speakers wishing to speak online.
Correct. Caller with the number ending in 888, please unmute your line using star 6 and begin with your name. Caller with the number ending in 888, please unmute your line using star 6 and begin with your name.
Thank you. Good morning, commissioners and chair. I'm Eileen Delaney, chair of the Fallbrook Planning Group, as well as chair of the Fallbrook Revitalization Committee for this sub-area plan. Due to medical reasons, I am unable to be there in person, but I want you to know that this is very important to me and all of Fallbrook. I'd like to thank Tim, Dara, and Mike, and all the staff that worked with our town over the past few years to make this our plan. This was a collaborative effort of many organizations and members of the public who attended numerous meetings and gave their input so they could participate and have a voice in Fallbrook's future. We are thrilled that this is coming to fruition, and I hope that you will support this plan as we do. Thank you so much.
Caller with the number ending in 2732, please unmute your line using star 6 and then state your name for the record before beginning your comments.
Hi, this is Leela.
Are there any other speakers or callers that wishing to speak on item number one? That being said, we have a motion and a second to place more items on consent. And Madam Secretary, would you call the vote, the roll?
Please wait until your name is called to vote. Commissioner Ashman?
Yes.
Commissioner Edwards?
Yes.
Commissioner Hitzke?
Yes.
Commissioner Pallinger?
Yes.
Let the record show that all four items passed with a vote of 4 in favor and none opposed.
Next item is the director of the department report. We'll now hear the director's report.
Chair Ashman, there's a couple of items I wanted to update the commission on that took place at the board recently. The board recently took action related to battery energy storage systems, directed staff to develop regulations for these types of projects. Currently, the county code does not address battery storage projects, so they directed us to amend the zoning ordinance to establish regulations for these types of facilities. They also directed us to work with the county fire authority to develop safety standards for these facilities, and then we will be reporting back to the board in December in terms of some consultant work that is taking place in terms of best practices for these types of facilities to move forward. So that effort is underway. That will eventually move forward to the commission for a recommendation before moving on to the board. The other item is related to the climate action plan. The board did adopt the climate action plan, and then they also directed that the smart growth alternative, the VMT efficient fire safe alternative, move forward as part of other ongoing efforts, primarily the sustainable land use framework that is in process. So that effort will also be moving forward to the board. Those are my updates for today.
If I may, Mr. Chairman. I understand there's been some changes in staff here at the county.
Commissioner Pallinger, through the chair, Davia Lynch has been selected to become the new Deputy Chief Administrative Officer for the Land Use and Environment Group. So while that the new recruitment for a Director of Planning and Development Services is underway, it will likely be me and Rami and Vince who will be kind of chairing these meetings moving forward.
No, thank you. And could we get an updated org chart? We haven't had one for a while.
It is currently underway, and as soon as it is finalized, we will get a copy to each of the commissioners.
Thank you, Mr. Acting Director.
You guys will have to put stickies on it. Right to it, pencil.
As I mentioned before, our next scheduled Planning Commission hearing will be on Friday, October 18th, 2024. And that being said, and just in closing, I appreciate all the efforts of the community of Fallbrook. I spent a tremendous amount of time up there, and I imagine my footprints are on quite a few things. But I appreciate the direction they're pursuing. That being said, this meeting is now adjourned.